It's a great joy to worship the Holy Trinity with you this day. This Sunday of All Saints confronts us head on with this radical truth, which is also a challenge to us. God created us to be saints, hagioi, holy ones. St. David says of man, "For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." And likewise, St. Paul affirms to us, we are called to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, that we may know the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, two errors, at least, are often made with regard to understanding this calling. The first assumes that sainthood is some intangible ideal, some relic of the church's past, that we could never hope to achieve, even with God's help. And this error assumes that basically the legends of the saints are more myth than reality. We look in us and around us in our judging spirit, we can be convinced that this must be the case. We find ourselves giving up even before we've even started in earnest to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, to learn God's love, to struggle, to grow, and to heal in his truth. The second error is to make the opposite assumption and presume on God's grace, with the thinking that no matter, we've already arrived. We're already saints. We take on the attitude that no matter what, God will receive us into his holy presence. Things are comfortable the way that they are, and that there's no need for change. God, if he's loving, will accept us. This is a gross misunderstanding of what is our calling to life with God and in the presence of his holiness, how our desire to change and take up our cross, to conform to growth in holiness, is really part and parcel of our salvation. Life on earth is meant to ready us for eternity, life with God and his heavenly kingdom. Now, both errors are tragic in that they distort the truth of what sainthood and deification, that is our further growth, further up and further in the life with God, what it really means, and its absolute relevance for our own lives here and now. All are called to a journey with Christ, which involves growth in our relationship and communion with God. Now, there's no mistaking that this journey is hard. Very hard, very difficult. It demands that you and I take up a cross and deny ourselves, that we battle our passions, our self-will, that we be in the world but not of the world. And increasingly, this is more and more difficult as the rest of Christianity around us conforms to the culture. It's a struggle. But without struggle, we don't make progress over those passions, over the worldliness in us. We don't grow. There's no such thing as being an armchair Christian when it pertains to growing in our faith and working out our salvation. God offers us the way of Christ, and that, brothers and sisters, is the way of the cross. When we speak as Orthodox about our understanding of salvation, we use the term deification, or theosis in Greek, to describe our journey of growth in holiness and participation in the life of the Holy Trinity. Our journey of deification, or theosis, sainthood, is like standing in the midst of a river with a strong current. The world around us is that river. It's constantly pulling at us. It's constantly desiring to sweep out our feet from underneath us. Anyone who's ever been in such a river or pictured someone who's been in a flood knows that you really can't stand still. Either you're quickly swept away by it, or with much struggle you'll fight the current and head to the bank for safety, or upstream. Similarly, we have to fight against our sinful impulses if we want to make progress in the kingdom of God and become fit for life with holy God. For his part, there's no mistaking. God desires our transformation into those near angelic beings, the saints, that he's created us to become, so that we can commune with him who is himself holy, so that we can continue to grow in the joy of the kingdom, in our knowledge and love of God, who is truth and life, so that we can have our joy complete. He desires that we be glorified through our relationship with him, not only for our own healing and salvation, but also so that we can witness to the truth of his life to this corrupt world that is in such great need. To this end, St. Paul urges us this day to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. And he continues in Romans 12 to say, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We come to know this perfect will of God through Christ's church. We don't come to know that will on our own or on our own terms. Metropolitan Hierotheos puts it this way: the church is the spiritual hospital that heals man. The church aims to lead man to theosis, that is, her loving purpose, given to her by God as the body of Christ. But only those who are willing to submit to transformation into Christ's likeness through the healing and progress that he gives us through his church and her sacraments and prayers continue and grow in that path of deification. God, in his great love and mercy for us, offers us everything that you and I need. He offers us the tools, the means to change, to continue to grow, to, as St. Paul puts it, be transformed, not in the image and likeness of the culture around us, the world and all that is perishing, but in the likeness of him who is eternal life, Jesus Christ. In our Orthodox worship, we're surrounded in the holy icons by that great cloud of witnesses of which St. Paul speaks to us today. Their example of faith, Christ-likeness, self-denial, bold witness, love, the cross that they bore for Christ in every age, spurs us on in our own struggles for theosis even now, our own cooperation with God even now. They serve as living examples to us of the truth, which is also our hope, that God truly is glorified in his saints, that this is his desire for you and for me, bar none. He delights in adding us to the icons, to that great cloud of witnesses. Now, this isn't some prideful assertion, as I stated at the beginning, that we've already arrived, or that we merit to be put on the icons. But rather, it's a desire that we continue to grow, a desire that we continue to be open to change. It's a desire to not be satisfied with the way that you and I are now. Because relationship, communion with God, always has to be dynamic. It always involves an interchange between us and God. It involves growth and stretching on our part. This is how we make spiritual progress. And so the saints testify to the reality of God's work of healing, of salvation, the reality of this calling at work, not just in the past, but now, in this present hour, at work in you and in me, to make us in the fullness of the godly man or godly woman that he's called us to be. So today we examine our own lives. We ask ourselves, where am I on this journey to sainthood? Have I fallen into one of the two errors mentioned at the beginning of the homily? Do we either disparage our ability to change, or do we presume on God's grace? Have we let anything come between us and God's holy calling on our souls? Any worldly preoccupations or priorities? Are we satisfied with giving God worship once a week? How strong is our daily life of prayer? How hard are we struggling to heal from our passions? Do we submit ourselves to Christ and his church, or do we prefer our own way and our own will? Are we regularly prioritizing our life in God, the Holy Trinity, above all else? These are some of the questions that we can ask ourselves today. If we're to receive our crown, Christ admonishes us today to love and confess him before all others, just as the saints have, no matter the cost or the cross. St. Paul gives us this roadmap to our theosis in today's epistle, urging us first to lay aside the sin which so easily ensnares us. In other words, to recognize and confess our sins, to give them over to Christ, to make regular confession. And then he urges us to persevere, saying, run with endurance the race that is set before us. We discern with God's help, often through the sacrament of confession, those things that we need to turn away from. Vices, passions, patterns of behavior, all that ensnares us. When we may need to actively pray against them and confess them daily for years. But with that cross of ongoing struggle comes healing, perseverance, growth, and yes, ultimately, victory that brings us one step closer to God and to being the saints that he's called us to be. We don't stay forever stuck in the same spiritual place. Instead, we grow closer to God in his love and truth, running with endurance the race of faith set before us. So examining our lives in the light of the saints, we gain courage to stay the course. This is why we pray to them. We ask them to pray for us. We ask them to enjoin us in our struggle, in our journey, to cooperate with the work of God in our own lives, because they are now in the near presence of God. We model ourselves inwardly and outwardly to reflect the image of the icons that we see in the saints around us. And so as we imitate their example, Christ promises us today, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. Brothers and sisters, I pray that this may be our desire, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, knowing that God will supply all the rest, all things that are lacking. Holy saints of God, pray for us sinners. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to him forever.